you've just joined us, you're watching Consider This. I'm Alyssa Idris, with me, Sharad Kutan. Now, earlier today, 10 leaders of ASEAN countries had a video conference to discuss the bloc's coordinated action against the COVID-19 pandemic. How will ASEAN collectively deal with this new transnational challenge? Joining us on the line now is Her Excellency Yuyun Wahyuningrum, representative of Indonesia to the ASEAN Intergovernmental Commission on Human Rights. Good evening, Yuyun. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
Today's virtual meeting was chaired by Vietnam. And in his opening remarks, the Vietnamese Prime Minister had hailed ASEAN's work to fight the virus so far. Yuyun, do you agree that ASEAN's response so far has been worthy of praise?
Well, I saw a number of changing of approaches. For instance, in the previous declaration, ASEAN talked about the whole of government approach. Now it shifted into whole of ASEAN community approach. So there is a change of paradigm. ASEAN has been criticized by a lot of international community and also by civil society that these approaches toward COVID-19 has been rather country approach, not necessarily regional approach, not necessarily community approach. So actually, I welcome the approach by the ASEAN today, saying that this is a this issue require the whole of ASEAN community approaches, which means ASEAN social cultural, ASEAN political security, and ASEAN economic community should be able to contribute to what they call it as control the spread. So I think this is the two ways, as we read in the declaration, the way ASEAN is dealing with the virus is through two ways. First, to control the spread, maybe because in the absence of vaccine. And secondly, by mitigating the adverse impact to people's livelihood. So mitigation does not need to wait until the COVID-19 finished, but we can do it now. I think that's something that we need to applaud. We need something that we need to welcome.
Yuyun, if I could interrupt you at this point in time. Yuyun, if I could just interrupt. The declaration notes that there are several already existing institutions. It talks about future fund and such, but it does have certain institutions, they say, already are activated. The ASEAN Center of Military Medicine, the network of ASEAN Chemical, Biological, Radiological Defense Experts. Many Malaysians, never mind ASEAN members, might have never heard of these institutions. Do they actually work?
Well, actually, before this one, we rarely know that ASEAN has done a lot of things. Like, for instance, not only in the document, in the previous discussion, ASEAN also come up with ASEAN Emergency Operations Center Network, risk assessment on international dissemination of COVID-19 in ASEAN region. We do not know about this. So I think there is a problem in communicating what ASEAN has done. So people are not informed about what ASEAN has been doing so far in addressing the COVID-19. I hope after this, all sectoral bodies, not only the Ministry of Health, be able to respond quickly, more effectively, and transparently. Right. So this is something that also very rare in the ASEAN document, that the word transparent mentioned twice. So I think they really emphasize the need to be transparent, not only by the ASEAN member state, but also by the ASEAN as a regional organization to be able to be transparent among each other, to be able to help each other.
Okay.
So this is another approach.
Can I come back to that point, Yuyun, that you made, you know, about the whole of ASEAN community approach? I've read too the criticisms that's been levied to the ASEAN response of COVID-19 being described as somewhat a nation first mentality. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, in times of crises, shouldn't governments put their nations first? Why is a community, an ASEAN bloc community mentality, one that should be put forth?
Well, I think because with this issue, the first group that will be affected with this virus is actually individual. Individual are responsibility of the state. So the state should be the first to respond to the issue, not ASEAN. ASEAN is a regional organization of the state. So ASEAN will take some of the roles, like, for instance, working together to come up with a vaccine, working together to use these warehouses in different countries to be able to...
Oh, we seem to have lost you.
And working on laboratory cooperation, for instance. So the first thing, person or the first group to respond to this issue is actually the government, not ASEAN. Mm. So the government, and then after that, ASEAN be able to help government to deal with the issue.
You know, one of the things that the declaration also mentions is the need to perhaps cooperate in terms of medical resources, protective, gear, and so on and so forth. Issues that are now of global concern. Do you think ASEAN will have the mechanisms to actually create stockpiles, to distribute them in a way that makes sense in terms of the various and differing needs and capacities of member states? Is there a level of sophistication in ASEAN to actually do that?
Well, as of now, I'm not sure, to be honest, but we have the AHA Center that has been very effective in distributing logistics in disaster, natural disaster situation. So perhaps this is, well, the AHA Center also mentioned in the declaration, and other institutions, like you mentioned earlier, the bringing the military network of the ASEAN. So these are the mechanism, the existing mechanism and network that can be used by ASEAN. So dealing with pandemic is new, not only for ASEAN, for the whole world. So we need to test. We need to see whether or not this quick response of ASEAN mechanism can be used. Mm. So let's see how it works. But something I would like to mention here, that the declaration does not mention about human rights. Our COVID-19 challenged the enjoyment of human rights. Human rights discourses not necessarily appear in this document, which I, coming from the ICHR, the ASEAN Intergovernmental Commission on Human Rights, is quite disappointed.
Right.
But to my knowledge, I appreciate that the word marginalized group, not marginalized, a vulnerable group, stigmatization and discrimination are mentioned there, okay, which I really appreciate that. Wow. But marginalized groups are not mentioned, such as migrant workers, refugees, and so that actually questioned the idea of public health. Because health is about public, about everyone.
Very when important point there, Yuyun. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Definitely that human rights does not appear in this declaration. In fact, we're going to continue this conversation even more. Thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We're going to take a quick break and come back and take a look at more on ASEAN's response to COVID-19. Stay tuned to Consider This. Mm-hmm.